Well, speaking of scientists, some are hailing it as a rare environmental good news, a report showing the Earth's ozone layer is on track to recovery in the next few decades. The 1987 Montreal Protocol set out the timetable for the phase-out of ozone-depleting chemicals like refrigerants and aerosols. 300 scientists have been studying its progress and believe the ozone layer should recover to 1980 benchmark levels. Rachel Brown spoke to Professor John Pyle from the UK's National Centre for Atmospheric Science.
I think the good news has been coming with time, but we're able to say more confidently now there's a very clear signal that ozone is responding to the decline in these ozone-depleting substances, which has been going on, that they've been in decline for a decade.
What flow-on benefits will this have, both in terms of health but also weather?
The Antarctic ozone hole has had impacts on southern hemisphere surface circulation in certain times of the year. Those changes, those subtle changes, are now going to be held because the ozone is not going to get any worse. The other factor, of course, is that what we've avoided is much larger increases in ultraviolet radiation at the surface with, you know, potential impacts on health.
I read there would have been an extra 2 million skin cancer cases a year around the world. Is that right?
It's a pretty rough calculation, this, it has to be said. But the point is, it's a big number. It's about 15% of global skin cancer cases.
With the phase-out of ozone-depleting substances, what about the substitutes being used, like hydrofluorocarbons? Will that undermine gains?
At the moment, HFCs, they're growing quite rapidly. At the moment, they don't pose a threat to climate. But we say that if they were to continue to grow at current rates, they could counteract in large part reductions in CO2 if those actually happen. We also point out in the report there are alternatives, including some HFC molecules, there's a whole range of these molecules, which are not very climate active. So the implication, if you like, is industry, the parties of the protocol, might want to start looking at that.
What will ozone regeneration depend on over the second half of the 21st century?
What we want to do is to make sure that the regulations that have been enacted under the Montreal Protocol stay in force. The issue on the horizon is this issue of HFCs. And it would be a great shame if saving the ozone layer were, by unintended consequences, to damage the climate system. And then finally, there are other gases that are being emitted into the atmosphere, like carbon dioxide, methane and N2O, which are also chemically active gases. If their trajectories increase in the way that we think they might do, then they also could play a substantial role in the second half of the century. It becomes a much more complex problem to actually project what might happen. Gases other than these ozone-depleting substances are probably going to play a much bigger role.
Professor John Pyle from the UK's National Centre for Atmospheric Science speaking with Rachel Brown.